Earlier this month, Trader Joe's and the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, the CIW, announced the signing of an agreement to formalize the ways in which Trader Joe's will work with the CIW and Florida tomato growers to support the CIW's Fair Food Program. The efforts to push the farm worker living standards above slave labor is gathering momentum in Florida. Now efforts are turning to the large chain Publix supermarkets. The $28 billion supermarket giant has refused to pay a single penny more to help end farm worker poverty. To talk about the focus on Publix, we get an update from Jake Ratner and CIW member Elbin Perez.
Elbin Perez, welcome to Law and Disorder. And Jake Ratner, welcome. Elbin's a comrade with the Immokalee workers, and he's also going to help us with translating. Elbin, congratulations, hearty congratulations on your victory at Trader Joe's. We remember a year ago when you guys were demonstrating against Trader Joe's here in New York City, and now you've got them to sign the Fair Food Contract. Tell us how you did it and what the victory means to you.
Bueno, para nosotros es muy importante la victoria de Trader Joe's. Realmente no solo nosotros como comunidad de Immokalee, sino que tenemos el apoyo de.
And so one of the main tactics we use is obviously protest. And we were planning an enormous action for the day that Trader Joe's opened their first Florida store, just about 30 miles from Immokalee in Naples, right off Immokalee Road, actually. The day it opened, we planned to have a bike delegation ride from Immokalee, farm workers riding about 30 miles to meet Trader Joe's and greet them as they open their first Florida store. We were going to then follow up on Sunday with an enormous protest where we invited people from all over Florida to come protest the first Trader Joe's. And lastly, for that same weekend that they were opening the store, we were planning 42 actions around the country that allies in solidarity with the CIW were going to be going to their local Trader Joe's and protesting, protesting, doing a manager letter drop and other actions outside of the store. So it was with that pressure that the day before they opened their first Trader Joe's store, they signed an agreement with us.
That's just amazing. Elbin, what difference does this signing of the agreement with Trader Joe's, what difference does it make for a worker in the field picking tomatoes?
Es muy importante para nosotros como trabajadores porque un trabajador antes no tenía derecho.
So the significance of Trader Joe's signing an agreement is extremely important in our struggle. Historically, workers have received sub-poverty wages for decades, and there have been no rights in the fields, and workers have had no voice in the workplace. But just beginning now with the Campaign for Fair Food, we call it a new day, is dawning in the agricultural industry. We now see that workers have respect. We now see that workers have a dignified work, and we now see that many of the basic rights contained in these fair food agreements are actually going into place. And so some of the basic rights in these agreements are health and safety for the workers, freedom from sexual harassment, and other basic rights that may have existed on the books before, but what are rights without enforcement? And so up until this point, while some of these rights may have existed on the books, they were never enforced, and so there was never actually any way for them to be our rights. In addition to Trader Joe's signing and supporting these basic rights, they're also paying the fair food premium, which is the small amount that they pay on top of their tomatoes to lift worker wages. And so workers this season are actually seeing an increase in their paychecks in the form of a bonus that they're receiving from companies like Trader Joe's and the other nine companies that are participating in these fair food agreements.
In light of this victory, I understand that you are now turning your efforts to the chain of Publix supermarkets. Can you explain what the campaign will entail?
Ahora, después de lograr esta victoria, vamos a ir contra Publix, sí, es cierto, vamos a luchar.
Currently, we're asking Publix to also do the same thing and to sign onto these fair food agreements. And we're asking them to live up to their motto, which is do the right thing, one of the mottos that they were founded on. And we know that they're a company that's based here in Florida. We know that they're an enormous company that buys an enormous quantity of tomatoes in bulk. And we know that they have some responsibility for some of the conditions that we face here. So we're asking them to do the same thing, to participate in these fair food agreements, pay the penny per pound, respect workers' rights. But so far, they've refused. Publix has refused to come to the table and sit down with farm workers to dialogue about these historic changes that are happening in the fields, and we don't know why, but we know that they're an extremely important piece to this whole puzzle and that we have to work as hard as we can to bring them on board.
Now, I heard rumor that there is going to be a fast and that you're inviting people from all around the country to participate. Is that part of the public's campaign?
Sí, es un ayuno por...
What we're calling for is a fast to begin outside of Publix's headquarters, which is located in Lakeland, Florida, and it'll be a fast of about a week, a six-day fast, where workers from Immokalee are inviting allies from around the country, Florida and all over the U.S., to join with them in this fast against Publix. And the idea came out of farm workers in Immokalee having been tired of now 2 years of protests, of marches, of bike delegations all the way to the headquarters, and Publix's staunch refusal to time and time again not even be willing to sit down and dialogue with the CIW. And so we realized that at this point we have no other options, that we've exhausted all means of attempted communication, and that we have the only option we have is to put our bodies on the line, to pay the price with our own bodies, and to demand that Publix cease this harvest of shame and to join with us in these landmark agreements. And Elvin also said that we as workers in Immokalee, we know what it's like to be hungry. It happens all the time. If the boss decides not to pay you for that week, then you go without eating. If there's a freeze or other weather conditions, there's no crops available for harvesting, well, workers won't be able to find work and will go hungry. So as workers, we know what it's like. We're used to this hunger. It's commonplace in our lives and commonplace in the reality for farm workers in Immokalee. We want to bring that into the Publix's campaign and show them that we are willing to do this, that their refusal to participate in these agreements will result in more hunger for other workers, and that they need to participate in this program.
I think that irony of farm workers who put food on people's tables and fill their bellies, willing to go hungry themselves, and often do go hungry themselves because of the way they're treated, won't be lost on people like us. And we want to do everything we can to support you. People want to give support by coming down or by writing in or whatever you need. Is there some way that we can contact you?
Sí, realmente tenemos nuestro sitio que es... Bueno, ahorita lo va a decir el compañero, pero es...
Yes, we do have a webpage that you're welcome to visit, and it's www.ciw-online.org, and you can go to it to learn more about the upcoming fast and our campaign with Publix, and you can follow the fast if you're not able to attend. Of course, you are welcome and invited to come down for any part of the fast. It'll be from March 5th to March 10th here in Lakeland, Florida. And we're inviting anyone to come down for whatever dates they can. But if you're unable to attend, please do follow us on the website. We'll have updates about the fast constantly. And once again, that's www.ciw-online.org. Urban also said that just as we won with Trader Joe's, well, we know that's a victory that doesn't just affect us as farm workers. It affects all of us who eat tomatoes, who benefit from the hard work of other people who work in the fields every day to pick the produce that comes to our tables. We ask that you join with us in our struggle, just as we won with Trader Joe's, and we know that that is a benefit that will affect all of us. We know that when we win with Publix, it'll also be a benefit that benefits the entire society as a whole, and not just the individuals who labor here. So we invite you and implore you to come out and join us March 5th to March 10th in Lakeland, Florida, or follow us on the website.
We are so appreciative of your efforts, both of you, Jake and Elbin. Thank you for being on Law and Disorder.
Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Elbin. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much, Heidi, and thank you so much, Michael. And yeah, we hope to see you down here if you can make it. We'd love to have you. It would be an honor for us for you guys to come and support and be in solidarity with the farm workers. So thank you again for having us. Bye.